The Importance of Being Stilton. The professor invited us inside his submarine, the Wunderwater. He explained how the sub ran on batteries.
The top part of the submarine is made up of silicon crystals, he said. When the crystals are exposed to sunlight, the batteries are instantly recharged.
The professor led us into a huge living room. A Steinrath grand piano stood in the corner. I wished I could play, but I wasn't a very musical mouse. I had trouble playing the kazoo. Behind the piano was a bookcase filled with books. On the walls hung the professor's beloved collection of priceless paintings. Besides the living room, there was a kitchen, an aquarium, a greenhouse for growing fruits and vegetables, and a computer room. Holy cheese! This place has everything, I remarked. The professor patted my shoulder with his paw.
Yes, everything except a good friend, he said with a grin. You are a true gentle mouse, Geronimo Stilton.
I blushed, but I noticed Trap rolling his eyes. He hates it when rodents talk sappy.
So, do you have anything to eat?
He asked, patting his tummy. I groaned. Oh, why was I related to such an obnoxious mouse? The professor offered us a plate of cheese sandwiches. Then he told us why he had brought us to the Amazon.
I am searching for an ancient Incan temple, he began. It is said to be hidden in the thick trees and plants next to the river. Inside the temple is a giant ruby. It would be an amazing archaeological find. I thought you might like to join me.
We all agreed enthusiastically.
Wait till they hear about this at school,
Benjamin squeaked. I told the professor how my nephew wanted to be his assistant. Volt beamed.
That would be fabulous, he cried. I really need a trusty rodent to take notes for me.
Benjamin was thrilled.
Thanks, Professor. You won't be sorry,
he exclaimed, giving me a hug.